Every member is a minister, and a series called Making the Most of What God Gave You. I stressed that a non-ministering Christian was a contradiction in terms and exploded the myth that spiritual maturity is an end in itself. I stressed that maturity is for ministry. Although we had lay ministries existing in our church from the start, we now began to organize them better into a recognizable core. I added staff to assist me in leading regular meetings for training, encouraging, and supervising the leaders of our lay ministries. Do you see the natural progression? You build a multidimensional ministry by assimilating new members in a purposeful way, focusing on one level of commitment at a time. Don't feel you have to do everything all at once. Even Jesus didn't do everything at once. Build from the outside in. And once you've got all five groups up and running, you then continue by giving equal emphasis to each one. Some people may criticize the slow speed at which we move people to deeper levels of commitment at first. But you need to remember that we began with the hardcore unchurched, and we're designing an entire philosophy of ministry from scratch at the same time. I've always viewed the building of Saddleback Church as a lifetime task. It takes time to build commitment, to develop quality, and to move people through the circles of commitment. I can tell you how to build a balanced, healthy church, but I can't tell you how to do it quickly. Number two, program around your purposes. You need to choose or design a program to fulfill each of your purposes. Remember, each circle of commitment also corresponds to a purpose of the church. If you use the five circles as a strategy for programming, you'll identify both your targets, community, crowd, congregation, committed, core, and your objective with each target, evangelism, worship, fellowship, discipleship, and ministry. Always clarify the purpose for every program in your church.